In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get into it. Texans and Titans. Here's where the Texans sit right now. And I don't know, some of this may have changed by a percentage point last night with the Steelers losing. Steelers are 8-3 now. Texans are 7-4. It's nice. I'm looking more at the seeding in the AFC than I am the division right now. And you should be, unless the Texans do some very poor things here over the next couple of weeks. We'll head into the bye week feeling pretty good. 97% chance of making the playoffs, 54% chance of getting to the divisional round, 19% chance of getting to the AFC title game where they've never been before.
What was that last percentage?
19% chance to get to the AFC title game, to get there.
Wow. Wow. That is a 1 in 5, basically.
7% chance to make the Super Bowl, 3% chance to win the Super Bowl. As of right now, they are most likely, the Texans, to face the Chargers in the first round. 38% chance they're facing Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers in the first round of the playoffs.
I'm insulted by the 3% chance of winning.
Disrespect?
Disrespect.
Disrespect.
Yeah. I got a 1 in 33 chance. There's 32 teams in the damn league.
Sorry.
You know?
Sorry.
I don't know how math works, but I'm insulted. It used to be. It's what I do whenever anybody throws math at me.
We're at that time of
year. What are you calling me, stupid?
Mm-hmm. let's get to the six pack here. Storylines, thank you, Ben. Storylines for the game. Number one, let Levis Levis. I'm using his proper name, and then I'm using Levis as a verb. Yes,
levitate.
Let Levis levitate. Here is Will Levis, Titans quarterback, talking a couple days ago about why things go so poorly in the red zone for the Titans.
I mean, I'm looking at what I can do myself. I think, a couple opportunities, a couple times where I could have just, found a play or gotten out of the pocket and made something happen. But no, nothing comes to mind right now that's like glaring as to why it's not happening down there. We just got to do a better job doing our jobs.
The Titans fans hear that. They're like, no, don't get out of the pocket and try to make things happen.
Right,
that's when
right.
You've lost games. He has thrown an interception in all but one of his 7 starts this year. He's a turnover machine. And the Texans are generating a lot of turnovers right now.
That was the second game of the year when he didn't throw that interception. He has played more efficiently, and he's made fewer boneheaded, idiotic, what-are-you-thinking type decisions in these last 2 games since he's been back. So remember, he played the first 5 games of the year, was out for 3 games, and then he came back versus the Chargers a couple weeks ago. He's played better. He has thrown 3 interceptions in the last 2 games as he's been playing better and more efficiently. I feel very confident the Texans are going to take the ball away from this Titans
too.
Offense.
I do, too.
The Titans defense is for real. They need to be respected. They match up very advantageously for them against this Texans offense. But in terms of what the Texans defense can do to Will Levis, they can very much make him look like the worst version of Will Levis.
Yeah, there's 17 turnovers in the last six games for the Texans defense. So they have been ball hawking for sure. All right, number two. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter reunited, and it feels so good. Mm-hmm. Now, you remember last year, I believe it was the home Titans game that Will came back from his ankle injury last year in week 16 or 17, whatever it was.
Yeah,
and if you recall, he played 12 snaps and had two sacks.
Right, right. Yeah, it was very productive. It was one of the most efficiently productive things we've ever seen. It was like Bruce Lee coming in there with a little... 3-inch.
He was, yeah, no, he was great in that game. Do you think they ease him back in, kind of like they did with Nico last week, or do you think Will is full go for Sunday?
I don't try to like see if he can. Ankles are dicey, man. Yeah. I don't know. I think they probably get a healthy rotation. I mean, they always rotate anyway. But yeah, maybe they try to keep him in more just for pass rushing situations. That's a good question.
Yeah. Now we should point out Danico Autry did not practice again yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's got a knee.
They're banged up. Fadakasi's banged up. And
he didn't practice either. Yeah. Like Danico Autry is listed with a knee and an oblique, which on a 33-year-old, I don't like seeing oblique on there.
Yeah, I mean, he went down pretty hard in the game for a while there. I mean,
Autry
it looked
did?
Like he was. Yeah, yeah. Mm. So I look, this defensive line versus the Titans offensive line. The offensive line is a disaster for the Titans.
Yes.
Everywhere except J.C. Latham, the draft pick, he's played pretty well and looks like he was probably a good pick.
He's their left tackle.
Yeah, their left tackle, sorry. But their right tackle has been a revolving door. It's just been a nightmare for them. And if Will and Daniil do play, they'll probably have a disagreement looks like between those two. They'll be like, sir, I demand that I would I am more advantageously suited to be over this man. It would be very polite. They're not gonna like be fighting each other on the sideline.
Yeah,
or anything.
They're
gonna be fighting to line up over the right tackle.
That's interesting. The two of them arguing because they have very similar energy levels as players on the field. They have very opposite energy levels as human beings out in society. Like Will is, you know, Will is like this wide-eyed maniac in a good way.
They're going to get into one of those hyper-considerate fights where the other is each is trying to push the other one over towards the right tackle. Like, no, you deserve this, buddy.
Oh, you get
like,
this.
No, you.
No, you just...
This is your time to shine.
You just came back this game. I want you to ease your way. Play against the bad guy, the bad player over there.
I just looked at the ESPN Edge pass rush win rate, and which you... I like those better than... Those NFL next-gen pressure stats.
What'd you find out?
I think they're a little more messed up. He's second in the league right now in edge rush win rate.
Who's he? Which one?
Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter. Okay, gotcha. Okay, second.
Oh, did I leave that little detail out? Apologies.
I didn't hear it. You may have said who it was. I just didn't hear it.
Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson still leads because he's still got enough qualified plays at 35% win rate. Danielle Hunter is at 27% win rate.
So as soon as we get to the point where Aiden Hutchinson hasn't had enough at-bats, it's going to be Daniil leading the way.
Yeah, yeah, and Will Anderson is at seventh for pass rush win rate.
That's going to be fun having the two of them back together. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, no big plays. Do not give up any big plays, Texans. This is one of those offenses like the Cowboys, like the Colts earlier in the year, where the only way they can get points on the board is if you give up 60-yard chunk plays. Like the Cowboys' only touchdown last week was Jeff Okuda getting put in a spin cycle at the line of scrimmage and Kevontae Turpin taking a catch and run to the house. The Titans themselves last week against the Vikings scored 13 points. They had one touchdown. It was a 98-yard bomb from Levis to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Mm-hmm. So no, do not give up. If you keep the chunk plays to just being little bite-sized morsels like 20 yards instead of 60 yards, and you don't turn the ball over on offense, you will win this football game.
This, from what I can tell, and this is my suspicion from watching the Titans, and then I just from reading bloggers, and they still have newspapers in Nashville. my suspicions were confirmed. Calvin Ridley is very much a threat Yeah. Calvin Ridley's been playing very, very well. Yeah. His numbers are not up to how he's played because of bad quarterback play.
Right.
Through either Rudolph or Levis at various times of the year. So Levis starting to look like a better quarterback now over these last couple weeks. Don't sleep on the Calvin Ridley threat. It's just, things have been out of sync and just not quite right. But if they click at the right time, we've seen the Texans defense has this ability to play really, really, really well and then let up a huge play. They are very much a threat in the wide receiving corps.
Do you think that D'Amico has Stingley do the travel with Ridley thing?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem to be necessarily rhyme or reason as to when they do that.
Right.
And I think some of it has to do with how much they just want to keep the other guys stationary as much as possible. If you're incorporating new guys in or, you know, backups, you might want to just get them comfortable playing on one side of the field,
yeah.
You know. So if Lassiter is back, I don't think this is the week they do it. I think they rely on the pass rush to get it done.
Yeah.
And especially with Lassiter and Stingley out there, I don't think they have Stingley travel.
Text message, 5-hour energy fan line. Will and Daniil will compromise, both line up over that poor right tackle and destroy his world. Hey, let's both line up over him. Okay. And Latham's over there like, oh, thank God. Ugh.
The other, L'Jarius Sneed, because some people are probably wondering, what about L'Jarius Sneed? He's missed 6 straight games with a quad injury.
Yeah, is he on the injury report? I always forget to look at the bottom of the injury report where the opponent is. I always look at the Texans.
I don't know. I just read an update from last night that he was going to miss this week's game again.
Oh, okay. So he won't be out there. Gotcha. Okay.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, number 4. Contain Jeffrey Simmons. Here's D'Amico Ryans earlier this week on the Titans defense, which, as Seth pointed out, is a good unit. Here is D'Amico Ryans about the defense and Jeffrey Simmons.
With Tennessee, their defense, you know, it stands out starting up front.
with Simmons and Sweat, like two big players that are hard to move. They make it difficult, very difficult to run the ball against them because they do such a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage, and they're two guys who are really hard to displace just because of their size and their power. So that is the focal point for us, is how do we handle right their defensive line, because that is their strength right now. They do a really good job on, you know, third down, playing tight coverage, forcing you to make plays. I think they're just really, they're in sync. They're coached really well. Their guys play hard. It's going to be a really tough defense to go against. They do a really good job, just not only schematically, but also just the way that they're in the style that they play. They play an aggressive style of defense, and it's challenged a lot of people, and it's going to be a challenge for us.
And this is the reason where the Texans being 8 or 9 point favorites doesn't quite feel right, because this is an extreme strength for the Titans versus an extreme weakness for the Texans.
Yeah.
This we talked about some of the win rate numbers and everything. PFF's interior defender win rate versus the run, like how often they win. Of the top 12 players in the league, three of them are interior defensive linemen for the Titans.
Wow.
So it's a good Jeffrey Simmons, right, Tavondre Sweat, and Sebastian Joseph Day.
That's a good one.
All very, very good against the run. And this is something that, look, Juice Scruggs is still the weak link out there right now. Shaq Mason isn't playing like he used to. I'm encouraged by Jarrett Patterson. But versus the run especially, some of these plays where the Texans have just... A drive has been killed by an interior defensive lineman getting driven back 7 yards right off the snap.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for. Don't have those horrendous plays this week. If you can play competently versus these interior defensive linemen, then it doesn't get any tougher than this. But this is the big challenge for the Texans.
Do you think that, well, okay, let's open the fifth can here. Because I want to see CJ get right here. I know it's a good defense he's going against. You're back at home. It's, you know, there are places to attack. You've got Nico Collins back, presumably at a much more heavy snap count than he had last week. So I'd like to see CJ get right. But just playing off of what you were saying about this interior of the Titans defensive line, do you think it affects play calling, especially early in the game? I could see Bobby doing a lot of the quick, get the ball out quick stuff to maybe loosen that front up a little bit.
Well, this is the kind of game where if you felt good about your outside zone, it's the best versus teams that have stud interior defenders, is you get them running. And it's one of those things that over time, it adds up into the third and fourth quarter. And this is one thing about an actually successful zone running attack. One of the beautiful things about it is that it's when you talk about running to, you know, loosen things up and everything, usually people think of like, oh yeah, you're going to punish them and they're going to get tired, they're going to wear down. With a good zone running team, you just physically exhaust the defensive linemen. They're just running sideline to sideline all day. And the Texans they showed progress and had some really nice plays. That first Joe Mixon zone run cutback was beautiful.
Really nice, yeah.
Yeah, that would be ideal, as if you can do that. So I don't have faith that they can right now, but I think they have improved, so we'll see.
Tiring out Tavondre Sweat, that's the goal. Like, get him running.
The ideal, the picture-perfect moment of it was back when the Broncos beat the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because by the end of the game, Gilbert Brown.
He was,
for the time, a huge defensive lineman. Now he's like probably standard. But he was just gassed by the end of the game.
Yeah, he was a big dude. My prediction, I have Texans 27, Titans 13. I feel a little too comfortable with this game. I said this to you before. Now, you've made me a little more nervous. I said to you during the break, I usually err, especially over the last month and a half, I've been erring to the side of being really nervous about these Texans games. And unfortunately, I've been proven right more often than I would care to this season.
Mm-hmm.
They're still 7-4. I'm not throwing shade or anything like that. But this last month hasn't been great. I am a little too cavalier about this game right now, I think.
I think it's partly the AFC South dynamic too, where some of these divisional games, it feels like too much of a mismatch, and you don't respect the Titans to begin with, right? Let me handle it, this small job here before I move on.
Right.
Yeah. You're at risk right now.
Last night should be a warning shot to me, right? Like the horrible, horrible Browns beating the Steelers, who every topic on TV this week has been, Are the Steelers a top three team in the AFC?
Yeah.
Are they, you know? I'm a little too comfortable with this game right now. I need to get more nervous.
I need to play some Al Michaels to juice you up a little bit. He sounded kind of into it last night. I think he enjoyed having the snow game.
I couldn't hear it. I was out with Ross Tucker. We were at Tom's Watch Bar downtown, so I couldn't
hear
it.
You're not going to hear it over Ross's
play-by-play.
Voice.
No, it was fun. We had a good time. Ross is on the call for CBS this weekend for those who are going to be watching the game on television. Enjoy yourself some Ross Tucker this weekend. All right, headlines. We'll get to... the Texans, we got some updates yesterday on this show from Nick Caserio on a couple of Houston Texan injury news. Thursday Night Football, we'll get you up to speed on that. Best player in college going pro. We got the Rockets. We got a whole bunch of stuff we'll get to in headlines, and it's coming up next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be right back.